All right, we're back with another BX Dungeons & Dragons session, and let us go ahead and, I guess, start at the bottom of the list there. So, Steven, if you want to pick it up, and we'll go from bottom to top. Tell us who you are, who your character is, and any tidbit you want to reminisce about from the last session as an update.
All right. Yeah, I'm Steve. My character is Jazban, a human locksmith who's been helping this party with any locks that have proved troublesome to them. Well, we can recap the story at the end, maybe.
Yeah, sure, we can do it that way. All right, next.
Well, this is Bill, and I am playing Radnor the Large. He is a first level magic user. He's really strong and he's really intelligent, but he is about 400, 450 pounds. So he's on the large side and has a little trouble moving around, but he does okay.
And next.
And I am Nestor Nettles, the veteran medium, the elf of the party. And, always cheerful, excited to be out and about in the world, and particularly interested in magic, and excited to have some time to more closely examine the spear tip we found and to study the silver inlay and to perhaps discern its powers.
All right, and so let's have a recap. What do you guys remember from last session?
We left the first set of ruins, and we went out into the forest, and we tried to make our way to Tintagel proper because we didn't like the look of a keep with a couple of guards hanging around. And we spent the night in some trees, and a werebear visited us. And I was kind of half asleep during the encounter, but from what I remember, the werebear was talking about there's an evil within and an evil without. And if someone else wants to expand on that, that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what I remember. The werebear was telling us that there's sort of an old and new cult, and that the old guard of the cult wanted to preserve the ways and contain the evil that is in Tintagel, and the new guard of the cult perhaps wanted to release the evil, to perhaps exploit it or control it, who knows. But all this seemed to also hinge around the upcoming sacrifice of a spider known as the King of the Woods, I believe, or the heart of the Woods. And we were laying plans, perhaps, to effect a rescue. That's what I remember.
All right. Anyone else want to add?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. We'll pick up the next morning then, after the werebear protector has wandered along, left you to be. Finished your night rather uneventfully after that. So morning sun is just starting to rise. There's a thick mist that seems to gather a few feet off the ground here around Tintagel. The forest is much more damp here, much more lush and overgrown. And again, you've got that odd feeling of just unease, just the mist. There's something just about the mist that just doesn't seem right.
I remember last time we had one of the Jalzan. He had a little episode when some green mist appeared and he attacked me. So we might want to be wary of this mist every morning, I guess.
So this mist is just normal looking. It's not that green tinted mist that did affect your friend. This looks more normal. Right, okay. You just feel uneasy about it.
Mm. It's a good point, though. Well taken, Jazban. We'll be on guard against that.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near Jalzan in the mornings.
Mm.
Yep, speaking of which, he's up before the rest of you likely, and has got a few. He's hazardous, very small fire. He's a master of it. He doesn't make any smoke or much light. And he's got a pot of beans cooking. He's rustled up some eggs from somewhere, and he is prepared to breakfast. Figured we need a little strength before today's adventures.
Wonderful. What a marvelous idea. You're quite a resourceful fellow.
I sent my son and a friend of yours that freaked out the other day back to the mule.
Hmm. Well, at least we know that that mule won't be taken.
Didn't seem right to be bringing him into a place that's already likely to be a hazard.
Quite.
So, Jalzan, what's the plan for today? Do you think we'll make Tintagel proper today?
Well, you can see the path from here. He kind of points, and sure enough, there is the bits of the broken flagstone road from long ago are peeking through. Actually, it'll make our passage pretty easy. I figure we can get there in half an hour. Maybe an hour, depending on what we find along the way. Let's have some grub. Get started.
Wonderful.
Yeah, better than those iron rations I've been nibbling on. I'll have some eggs any day of the week.
All right, yeah, so you guys pack in the grub. He's a passable cook. I mean, it's certainly better than trail rations.
Marvelous. Jazban, Radner, without our other comrade with us, I suggest that we proceed very cautiously as we approach Tintagel. Although I'm happy to defend you with body and sword, there is only one of me, and I fear that we might be quickly overwhelmed if we don't proceed with some level of scouting or caution.
Agreed. Although I would advise you to keep one of those sleep spell things handy. We did all right last time.
Quite. Yes, I would not have liked to see those dire wolves without it.
Exactly. Okay. Now, do we have any kind of plan when we get to the actual tower of Tintagel? Jalzan, you're the only one of us who's been there before. Is there any caution we need to take or anything we need to look out for as we approach Tintagel?
There's never a problem with the approach. Nothing malign or otherwise unnatural seem to bother you. I mean, there are natural hazards, of course. There are the spiders in the area, and there are particularly venomous snakes, all of which I can steer you clear of. It's just once you're upon the ground itself. Now, remember our deal. I'll get you to the gates, and I'll wait for you. But I will not set foot on that cursed ground again.
All right. I say let's push on then. I had a lovely breakfast. The eggs were great, but I'm keen to be there. I don't like waiting around longer than needs be.
I second that.
All right. So he will lead, but what is your marching order otherwise? The trail here, you can tell it used to be quite wide enough to get several carts, on two at a time, a large thoroughfare, but the woods have kind of come in over time, and it's been pressed down to a very thin trail. So you're only going to be able to march single file. So what's your order?
Jalzan in front, and if Nesta doesn't mind, he can go second. I would go in the middle, and then I think because of his size, Radner will take up the rear.
I can do that.
Excellent.
All right. Sounds good. So you head off. It does take a bit longer than your guide predicted, as there are some overgrown ways, which he takes time to clear with a good sturdy sword. It looks like it's specially made
And as we're going, Radnor's going to keep a lookout, you know, sort of glance behind him every couple of minutes just to, you know, make sure there's nothing coming up behind us.
All right. I'm going to roll a D6 for that. Okay. Again, it takes a little bit longer than he expected as he's clearing the path with this flat blade that he has. Seems like it's specially made to cut through brush. After about half an hour of travel, yeah, I see you rolled there. I roll for stuff that you won't necessarily know whether or not you pass or fail.
Gotcha, good idea.
I need you to roll. I'll ask you to do a roll, okay? The mist that's been hanging around, you know, ankle level has been burning off all morning as you march. And a good 30, 45 minutes into your travel, it looks like it looks normal. It's burned off. The feeling of uneasiness still is quite palpable, though. You can still kind of, you know, you just don't, you feel on edge. Like there are things predatory just watching you. Radnor, you're at the very end and you're trying to be vigilant, but I mean, you're that little monkey brain somewhere in the back is screaming at you that you're just constantly in danger, but you just don't see anything.
I need an emotional support animal.
A familiar, perhaps.
And that's always what I thought familiars were. So as you're approaching, you do, it just kind of rises rather abruptly. You know, the tall trees and foliage, it's just kind of hiding it from most of your vantage point. But then suddenly your guide just stops and you're standing in front of just a ruined gatehouse, a portcullis that's been rusted through with age. The metal poles have long since rotted out. It's an overgrown weed and plant filled courtyard you see beyond that. And this is where Zhao Zam pulls off his pack and he says, I'll make us find us a clearing. You're not going to want to spend the night in there. I'll wait for you 2 days. All right. You don't come out in 2 days, I'm leaving.
Understood.
I do suggest, though, that you don't spend the night there. Do what you can, look around, do your snooping, but be out well before nightfall. At least that's my suggestion to you.
Okay, point taken. How are we doing now? Is it still very early in the morning, I guess?
It is. I mean, the sun's not... You marched for just a little over an hour. You spent maybe an hour at the camp eating and talking. So, I mean, it's still early morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I mean, if you guys are ready, this is what we came for. Shall we?
Do you want to scout ahead and then we can proceed?
Yeah. I'll give it a quick once over for anything dodgy or dangerous. And I'll give it a signal. We can all go in.
Excellent.
Where specifically are you looking? So this is, it has a gatehouse with a portcullis. So there's no like drawbridge or there was no water feature here, but there at one time was a very sturdy, iron gate that has since, just kind of completely rusted through. But it was full down, just over time it's rusted through and you can easily get through it. Are you investigating the gate? Are you investigating the crumbling walls? You can see the courtyard through the bars.
I'll investigate the gate first.
Okay, gate first. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you just said we could easily pass through?
Yeah, easily. The gates have rusted enough that you can just kind of press yourself through. Even Radnor can find a break in the metal that he can push through. You don't see anything other than, you know, some of the breaks in the metal are wicked sharp. You just want to just be careful as you push your way through. Other than that, I mean, it's not trapped as far as you can tell. And it looks like it's still supported. It doesn't look like it's going to fall on you as you pass through. It's just, you know, the bars are a little jagged. Just be careful pushing yourself through.
I'll push through. And then if everything's okay, I'll signal the other guys to follow me.
All right. So you push through and you're in a very large courtyard. It looks like at one time it was a very ornate garden that lined almost the entirety of the inside of this area. In the distance, you can see there's a central tower. Most of it's rubble, although a few stories, you know, about two, maybe three intact stories are still there. You see a robed man in the distance, kind of just moving around. It looks like he's, you know, it's hard to tell. He's kind of bent over in a patch of foliage. Maybe he's gardening. He's a fair distance away towards the center tower.
Does his robe resemble the one myself and Rednor picked up in the other tower?
At this distance, it's hard to tell. It's the same color.
I have that robe with me, but I'm not wearing it anymore.
Sure. Good point.
I mean, unless you guys think I should wear it.
You know, until we know more, you know, I would defer to your judgment.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable with it at this moment, so I'm going to leave it off for now.
Is it an open courtyard, or is there any way I could kind of advance towards this man who's gardening unnoticed? Is there any cover I can...
It is an open courtyard, but there are, looks like at one point there were trellises and pieces of wall that were put up so that ivy could grow, etc. So, but there's not a lot that blocks sight, but the area is severely overgrown. So like if you tummy crawled or just hunched over, you could use the garden itself as, you know, a place to hide as you go forward.
I'd like to just watch him for a couple of minutes just to see what he's up to. So I'd like to get at least half, I'd like to cover at least half of the distance if I can.
Okay, are you sneaking it?
I'm sneaking it.
All right, I'm going to make those rolls for you. Well, he doesn't seem to, there's no difference in his motions. It seems like you cover the distance. Oh, wait, do you tell the guys anything before you go on? Or do you just tell them to?
I just gave him like a hand signal, say, wait 1 second.
All right, so you cover about half the distance, and he is, in fact, gardening. It looks like he's cleared out a little plot closer to the tower, and he's bent over with a hoe, and he's doing some weeding. Looks like he's pulling up some fairly large turnips.
And from this distance, can I get a better look of the robe?
Yes, it is the same sort of robe. It's adorned a little bit more. Like you can pick out some silver threading that's been woven into it. At this distance, you can't tell what the pattern is, but yeah, the robe definitely looks similar. He's an older man, bald on the top of his head, long, scraggly white hair and a full beard. He looks to be fairly strong though. His arms are tanned and lean, but he's just slamming that hoe down. He doesn't seem to be exhausted from his efforts. Humming a little tune to himself.
And at this moment, there's absolutely no sign of anyone else. He's all by himself.
He looks like he's all by himself. You don't see any other motion. You wait there for a moment to see if maybe he's talking to someone or if someone hails him. It just seems to be him.
All right, I'm going to sneak back and report my findings to the guys at the gate.
I see. So he seems to be alone. Well, should we, assuming that perhaps wearing these robes, he's part of this group that is about to put the heart of the forest to death, should we try to parlay with him at all, or should we avoid him and perhaps see if we can gain entrance to the tower, or is he too close to the entrance? Did you see the entrance to the tower? This central tower?
You did not.
But, I mean, unless we all... I can't imagine Rednor sneaking through the garden unnoticed.
I'm not the most deft person, that's for sure.
I mean, and it is pretty much an open courtyard, so we can either sneak up on him and immobilize him, or we can talk with him, but I don't know. And he looks, I mean, he's an old man, but he looks a little bit tasty. He looks like he could still put a bit of work in, so I'd be careful.
What are your thoughts, Radnar?
What are we going to say to this guy?
That's my thoughts.
We could certainly explain to him our function for the Duke. We're contracted as part of this exploration guild. That's certainly gives nothing of our other motivation away.
Or Radnor and I could don our robes, because this guy, I'm pretty sure, was wearing the same robes that we found in the other tower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Radnor, if you've got the gift of the gab, if you feel like bluffing a little bit, if you're quick on your feet with coming up, we could maybe talk to him and, I don't know, see if we could find anything out, or at least just get past him.
I could do that, and Nestor, if you want to get in position while we're doing that, that way if things go south, you can help us out.
Certainly. One thought, I don't want to dissuade you from your course of action, but if their numbers are not terribly high, it might be easy for him to recognize that you are not part of his cult.
That's what I'm saying. If we just approach him as you know, like you said, members of this exploration guild, we're just kind of surveying the area for the Duke. You know, have you noticed anything, you know, strange around here? Oh, you know, are you, you know, who is your group? You know, are we trespassing? You know, blah, blah, blah. Just kind of find out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably, we might, or you could talk, and I'll just kind of nod and say, like, scholarly things every once in a while.
How about I sneak back in?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 3 or 4 minutes, and then head in, and I'll see if I can sneak up on him once you guys are talking to him, and then if anything goes south, I can take him out, or at the very least get past him without him noticing me.
Very well. We certainly can affect that strategy. We'll wait here for a count of 300. Perhaps that'll give you enough time.
I'm not sure if Radnor can count that high, but yeah.
I can count that high. Come on now. Give me a break. We're not talking running a marathon here.
All right. So I'm going to squeeze back through the bars carefully, and I'm going to try and repeat my trick of sneaking through the overgrown grass and what have you. And I'm going to try and stay out of sight so that when my companions start talking to the elderly man, I can be in a better position to sneak up behind him.
I like it. I'm while he's doing that, I'm mentally running over words and gestures of my sleep spell in case I need to use it.
I'll have my longbow unlimbered and at the ready.
All right, guys, let's do it. I'm going through. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Best of luck.
All right, Jazzman, as you are sneaking through, I've made some rolls for you here. The rest of you guys are approaching the man, right? So you're going down the center path that's mostly clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Jazzman, as you are hiding off to the side there, your keen eyes kind of spy on the path, which you didn't take when you were trying to, you know, you got the halfway there to get a better look. You were trying to stay concealed, so you weren't, you know, just walking down the main path. But your keen eyes can tell that your friends are about to walk into a piece of ground that doesn't look quite right to you.
All right, I need to...
It's right in the middle of the path, and they're about to walk into it.
And how far are they away from my position?
Well, seeing as you were sneaking and they're walking, I would assume at a normal pace, guys.
Mm-hmm. We were giving them a 300 count and then following him at a normal pace.
Okay, so you gave him a bit of lead time. Okay, so they're a fair amount from you. I mean, a quick run, you could get there. But you know, they give you a little bit of time to start moving, and then they started moving. So you're not close. You wanted to be within. What was your idea for your tactics here? Like, how close did you want to be able to render aid?
Yeah, I wanted to be.
Do you have a bow or a ranged weapon of some sort?
No, I got a dagger, which maybe I could throw, but.
Okay, so you wanted to be within throwing range, or that you could get there within, like, say, a round or two?
Well, the idea was to sneak up behind the old man if things were going south.
So you're getting a better position. I'm going to say that you're a good distance away then. You could shout to alert them, but then that would give up your position.
All right, I need to alert them very quickly. Is the old man still occupied with the gardening, and he's kind of got his back turned to me, more or less?
We'll say that they've already started going down the path, so the old man has seen that people are coming to greet him, and he's kind of stopped his work, and he's just kind of leaning on his hoe. He's taking a moment to wipe his brow with a handkerchief. He does not seem to notice you.
I want to wave my arms, but I don't want to give away my position. And I'm too far to get to you.
You can try it. I'll say that you're in a position where you are not between him and your friends. You're not exactly behind him, but you're past him. So it's possible that you could wave if they're paying attention, and he may not see it if you want to risk it.
Yeah, I give him the signal. I wave my hands, and I give him the signal, like, stop. Right now, stop walking.
Okay. This will be fun. I'll let you guys roll this. Everybody roll a D6, except for Jazz, who's actually doing the semaphores at the distance there.
All right.
You're looking for a 1 or a 2 and 6. The elf can do a 1, 2, or 3 and 6.
All right.
I got a 5.
I got a 1.
All right. Who got the one?
Nestor, I did.
Yeah. Nestor, all right, Nestor. You see Jazz frantically waving at you. Now, you really can't impart information, so explain how you're waving, other than through your waving. So explain how you're waving. Jazz?
Yeah, I'm giving a chopping motion across my throat, like, stop, stop, danger.
Okay, so how do you interpret that, Nestor?
Well, I think the chopping motion across a throat is usually what people want you to do when they don't want you to speak. So I will stand where I am and wait a moment. I touch Radnor on the shoulder and I say, hold.
And I'll stop, of course.
I'm kind of pointing. I've got my finger. And I'm kind of pointing down towards the ground, the path. I'm pointing down very exaggeratedly.
Okay. Right. I don't know whether or not I can test against my intelligence.
Yeah, go ahead.
I rolled a 9 and my intelligence is an 11. No, sorry, it's a 15.
Okay, sure. I mean, you as a player know what he's trying to suggest. So as a character, you think that Jazz is trying to tell you there's something wrong with where you're walking or the path itself. Now, were any of you wearing a robe? Just let me get this straight if you are or not.
I don't think we were, no.
Okay.
No, I was never.
All right. So the guy he was leaning over his hoe and watching you for a bit, and then you guys come to a stop. And he does a head nod, and he seems to have made a decision. He throws the hoe over his shoulder and just approaches you guys.
Okay.
He's got a fair bit to walk, so you can, if you want to do anything before he gets there, feel free.
I'm actually going to I'm going to put my bow back across my shoulders there, and I have my shield, but I do not have my sword drawn.
All right, I'm going to cut to Jazz for a minute. Jazz, from the position that you are, you're kind of to the rear and adjacent to the central tower. It is a mess. The stonework is broken, crumbling. At first, you thought maybe there were three levels or three stories that were intact from the area you're looking at. I mean, the whole back end is broken, crumbled. It looks only like the first floor is intact. The other thing you see is that there is a statue back here. It is of a young man holding flutes, and he has the legs of a goat. The pillar is entwined with moss and overgrown. The statue itself is pristine and clean, which seems a little odd and why it caught your eye. There's also a lean-to building back here, like a small cottage. It was made with bits and pieces of rubble and wood and things that were reclaimed from the broken tower. And the last thing you notice is it looks like there might have been some kind of outdoor stone structure, single story, that's collapsed over time. It's been overgrown, and it looks an awful lot like an animal den now, like something has taken residence in there. You can catch just a very strong odor coming from that. So just more idea of what's going on in the courtyard here.
How far is the lean-to from the animal den?
Quite a bit. They're on like opposite ends. If you imagine the courtyard is like a pentagon, and so towards the top of the pentagon is going to be where the keep is, or the central tower is. To the right of that, to the right extreme of that would be the shack, and to the left extreme would be the den. So they're on opposite sides of the courtyard, which is quite wide, by the way.
I'm just thinking, if these guys are going to be talking to this elderly man, I'd like to sneak inside the shack.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to cut back to the rest of the group. So the man is walking down the road. He's got a smile on his face, and he seems to be humming a tune.
Radnar, do you feel most comfortable in eloquence and charm with...
Sure. I think I can handle this.
Excellent.
Is he walking our way, or is he walking away from us?
He's walking towards you, right along the path, coming right at you.
I'll just, like, stand there, and when he gets a close enough, I'll just, like, hello there, friend, and well met. My name is Radnor, and you are?
He stops a good 10, 15 feet from you, and he swings his hoe off his shoulder and just kind of uses it to lean on. He's still got a big smile on his very weather-tanned face. You can tell he's missing a few teeth. And it looks like one of his eyes is a little milky. And he says, hello! Welcome to the castle. You aren't members of the order. Can I help you? You seem to know your way around, though, and he just takes a casual glance down at the ground between you and him.
Well, my friend Nessie and I here, we are members of an exploration guild kind of sent out by the Duke to survey the area. The information as to this area is very limited, so we're trying to find out what's here. And we find you, good sir.
Oh, yes, I'm the caretaker of these grounds. The Order and I make sure that everything stays tight and sealed here. Yes, indeed. Emissaries of the new Duke, huh? He scratches his chin.
Yeah, so what order are you with, by the way?
Oh, just the Order. I'm sorry. It's a hereditary thing. Generations of us have kept the old castle here. Yeah. She's not what she used to be, of course, but we do what we can to maintain things.
Big job. It must require a lot of work.
Oh, it does. It does. Mostly keeping things in and others out. That sort of thing. sure, if you were here, the Duke's word, mind the ground. And he kind of, again, he just kind of motions at the ground between you and him. And he kind of points off to the side. Come on, come this way. Let me pour you some tea, perhaps.
After you, Radnor.
Okay, I'll walk over towards him.
All right, now, do you walk down the path or do you go around like he's showing?
I go around like he's showing, yes.
And I'll let Radnor get about 10 feet in front of me before I take a step.
Okay. No, you get the other side just fine. And the man is actually, his expression is his skin would tell you that he seems to be an elderly man, but he walks with a great amount of strength. His back is straight. You were seeing him working there. And it doesn't seem that he's very winded at all. And he starts taking you back to where he came from. Now, Jazz, you want to sneak into his, into this hut that you see here.
Yep, I'm happy with the other guys keeping him busy. So I'm definitely going to sneak in. Yep.
Okay, making some rolls here. All right, so it's mostly wood, three sides, and the back side is just kind of a lean-to structure off of one of the walls. It's got slatted floor, there's a thatched roof. In one corner, there's a small wooden bed, a small straw mattress. On the center of the wall, opposite the door, is a fireplace with a mantel. There's two large gold candlesticks on the mantle. Each one has a black star emblem at the base. There is also some kind of drawing on the wall just above the fireplace.
I'd like to check the drawing above the fireplace.
Okay. It's roughly a pentagon. You scouted it. Well, you've been walking around in the courtyard enough to know that it's a crude drawing of the courtyard itself. Basically the outline to the castle walls.
Any identifying features on there?
No, not at all. It's not in any great detail. It just seems to be the pentagon of the wall scratched here above the fireplace.
I'd like to check the fireplace just for anything dodgy or dangerous. So I could run my hands around the mantelpiece where the gold sticks are and have a look inside the fireplace.
So you check out the fireplace pretty thoroughly. So it looks like he's burning dead wood. You poke around in the embers. It doesn't look like he's had a fire. I guess it does look like he had a fire last night, as there are still some ember coals smoldering in there. But all you're seeing is dead wood. I mean, there's nothing in there that was being burned. The walls of the fireplace are made by crumbling pieces of keep stone, kind of crudely put together with a bit of mud to reinforce it. Don't really see anything hidden or anything concealed.
Nah, I'd like to check the bed, under the mattress, under the bed, just looking for anything that might have been tucked away.
Okay, under the bed, there is a metal box. Small, it's about 2 foot by 1 foot.
What kind of fastening does it have?
A simple fastening, sir. There is no lock.
I just pick it up. Is it heavy? Does it rattle? Anything inside?
It's heavy, one being the box is metal. And yeah, there's something also metallic that slides around on the inside when you lift it.
I check for anything dodgy and carefully open the lid.
Okay, you don't see anything dodgy about it. You open the lid. Inside, there are five large gold coins, about the size of your palm. I mean, these are large gold coins. They have a bust of some long ago emperor. There's some writing stamped into it below the head. You really can't make out the language, though.
I would very quickly pocket the gold pieces.
Again, they're fairly large. Just keep that in mind. They're five of them, about the size of your palm, fairly thick. But yeah, you can take all five.
In my backpack, I have the robe. I'd like to put one gold coin in various pockets so they don't rattle around.
Ah, very good. Very smart. All right. So we're going to cut scenes again. Jazz, since you were in the rear and you were checking out these sort of things that were going on, you weren't paying a lot of attention to what was going on with your friends and the old man, who are at this moment heading towards the cottage.
Ah, great.
We'll make this fun. Jazz, go ahead and roll a d6. You're human, so you need a 1 in 6.
I got a 4.
All right. So, unfortunately, then, you are not alerted to the fact that your friends and the old man are heading toward the cabin until you hear voices just outside the door. So we'll cut to the group again. The old man is leading you to a lean-to cabin off to the back and right of the tower. And again, now you guys are closer. You can see the tower is in really bad shape. You're not seeing an entrance at all, though. It may just be the angle that you're coming in. Maybe the entrance isn't right on the path. Maybe it's behind. It just seems odd to you that there should, you know, just aesthetically, it looks like there should be an entrance right there, but there's not.
Good sir, I know you called yourself the caretaker. Is there any other name, common name we should call?
Well, I don't get a lot of people here. The order has seen fit to keep me in this position for a while. They send out every once in a while, they'll send me out some food or other supplies, but you can call me Thimble. Those that come and care for me, that's the name they've given me.
Thimble. Well, Thimble, how long have you been here?
Well, I took over from my grandpa. My father is unfortunately killed in some battles, but when my grandfather could no longer keep up, I took over from here. So I've been here all my life, really.
And this is, you say, hereditary. Yeah, I guess I should also, I should qualify. Did we see our companion slip inside the shack, or was that beyond our sight?
He actually did really well on his hiding, so...
So I'm not trying to, I'm probably walking and talking, but, so, you know, I'm making no intention to delay, not knowing that I should. Thimble, the castle or what had been here before, Tintagel, we were told by some of the locals that, they avoid this place. They believe it's cursed. Is that your belief as well?
Oh, certainly it is. I suppose you don't know the story of Tintagel and the two brothers.
We had heard some, but perhaps you could tell us more?
Sure. Some tea. I'm a bit drained from my work this morning. He points over to a garden, well-maintained. You can see that he's been working on it probably for hours this morning already, as there are some produce that's been pulled out, and he's been weeding and cleaning.
Well, we certainly don't want to keep you from your work. If you wouldn't mind, we would love some tea.
All right, so Jazz, you're hearing this conversation just as they're coming up to the door. There's precious few places to hide. There are no windows. I mean, you got the fireplace, and the flue is wide enough that you could get it in there. The bed?
I'm going to go under the bed.
Okay.
I'm going to slide under the bed and push myself against the wall and try and be as concealed as possible.
All right. All right, so the rudimentary door of the shack is opened, and you hear your friends and this man walk in. You can see his feet as he immediately walks over to the fireplace, and he's stoking a fire. He's putting a kettle on. Bag of herbs comes out of his pouch, and he starts, he draws some water from a stone basin nearby. Oh, please. Sorry, I don't have much places to sit. He just gestures over to the bed.
Well, I certainly don't mind standing, Radnor, if you prefer.
Thank you. I need to... Feeling a little bit under the weather, I should like a chance to sit momentarily, if that would be okay.
The bed groans under your weight.
I'm pushing the bed with my arms to support it.
Oh, you're under it. Damn.
Did I didn't know he was under it, did I?
No, no, you did not. Another good hide roll there, Jazz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the your ceiling descends upon you rather suddenly, Jazz, and your room to move around has become a bit more constrained.
Yeah, I'm breathing out the side of my mouth.
Actually, while you're here, while you're under the bed and you've got this particular vantage point, roll me a d6.
3.
Okay. Nothing special. So Thimble gets a fire roaring, puts a tea kettle on, and after a few moments, he deems it hot enough. He pulls out some stone cups. Again, it's kind of odd to have stone cups. You've seen them around before. It is a part of the custom of the natives here. They used to do a lot of stone and pottery work. So these are probably old, quite old. And he mashes up some herbs that he takes out of his pouch. He pours himself a glass first, hot water into it, smells it, tastes it, and nods his head to himself, and then he makes more cups for everyone else.
I accept one when offered and sip on it and thank him.
It's mint.
Oh, that's lovely and refreshing. Thank you, Thimble.
Oh yes, certainly. So, the job of caretaking has been handed down in my family for generations. As you have heard in some rumors, it is quite true. The ruins, mostly below you now, the Centur castle has long since eroded. We've sealed the lower floor, but there is much more beneath us. And he kind of tramps down on the floorboards as if to emphasize. The castle runs deep. There's much beneath here. And there's much that is evil beneath here. It has been our lot to protect these woods by making sure that the seals that our ancestors have put on remain intact and the evil stays within.
I have some concern I'd like to express to you, Thimble, and if I may, you seem a good and worthy man, so I understand you're tasked with protecting this place and keeping, you had mentioned things from coming in as well. What did you mean by that?
Looters. People looking for coin, artifacts, that sort of thing. Dunderheaded fools that would release, well, if the legends are true, an army of the undead upon this forest.
I grow concerned as part of what we're tasked to do with the Duke, exploring and acting on the behalf of the interests of the duchy. We were told that perhaps the order, as you call it, there might be some differences within the order as to your task.
Give me a charisma roll.
Okay. Oh, botched it. My charisma is a 13. I rolled a 17.
Okay, you didn't botch. You just failed. All right. He will respond by saying, I don't get much news out here. I mean, certainly the young ones have issues with how we do things. Certain orders have been handed down from father to son for I don't know how long, to tell you the truth.
Rednor kind of clears his throat and says, well, let me ask you something. We saw you, you know, working really hard to take care of the grounds, and I understand that's what you do here. Do you have any help? I mean, you're not the only one here, I'm hoping.
No, I'm the only one. My son is in training now. He will take over one day long from now, I hope.
Ah.
Thimble, to put it bluntly, we We've been informed that there is an attempt within your order, perhaps, to unseal this evil, to bring it forth. And I know that might be difficult to believe since we've just met, but we were told that this might involve something called the Heart of the Wood.
The King of Spiders, you mean?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, no. Precautionary measure. I have him here.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I was told to hold him, and they transported him here yesterday, day before.
Without breaching your appointed duty to protect, it is to protect, not to sacrifice.
Well, if that's needed to protect, I would do so. My duty within the order is to make sure the seals in the tower are not breached, primarily.
Hmm.
He said duty.
What if... What if the Spider King was perhaps being used for some purpose where you thought it would be helpful, but instead it may be part of another design, a design to access or exploit the evil within Tentagal? Is there someone we could speak to about having permission to explore further?
Explore? No, we can't breach the barrier. No. Unheard of.
I see, yes. Well, within your role of protecting, would we be able to perhaps speak with the Spider King?
Speak? It's a spider. Well, I mean, you can see him, certainly. He's a fine specimen.
What wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Well, I'll take you now. I don't want to keep the Duke's men from their business. This way, I lead you out. Jazz, you are able to draw a deeper breath now as the ceiling...
Oh, fantastic. That's so much better.
You see them retreat as their feet go out the door. So Thimble is bringing you almost directly across from his cottage, and this is where you now see the broken down stonework and where the vegetation is overgrown, and it's you know, looks very much like an animal's den. He holds up his hand. He says, hold on a moment. Don't be frightened, please. This is nothing to worry about. Please don't draw weapons. And he does a piercing kind of a whistle blow, and you hear there's kind of a snorting and rustling sound as a large boar comes barreling out of the little shelter, and it comes running right for Thimble, and Thimble's just kind of reaches down, arms extended. Come here, boy!
Certainly not alone.
Starts to scratch it beneath the tusks and head. This is my sow, Sarah.
A fine specimen, if ever I've seen one.
She helps me protect the place.
Bow slightly. Hello, Sarah.
He snorts at you. Now, Sarah, you notice that Sarah has a collar, and he takes out a bit of rope and tethers Sarah out here. Come on, this way. He takes you into the den. The smell is pretty overpowering. It's just this overwhelming stench of boar that has been in here for a long time. But this inside of this cave, though, he lights a lantern nearby. It's an oil lantern, and sheds light inside. And you see that there is a cage towards one of the corners down here. And you can see there's some straw bedding where the boar probably lays and sleeps. Inside the cave is a very large spider. I mean, you've seen large spiders, but this one is easily twice the size of the ones you've seen in the forest. It's kind of laying it appears almost drunk as it's swaying back and forth. Something about it just doesn't seem right.
Thimble, members of your order have tasked you with safeguarding the Spider King here, and you say that was that a precaution against something?
I have no idea. They just showed up yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. I lose track sometimes.
Of course.
They just told me to hold him here. No idea what for.
I'm confused. So the rest of your order, they do not stay here at the tower and the lean-to with you?
No. I'm the only caretaker. There's only one of us here at a time.
Oh, I see.
It's difficult to stay here at night. It's very difficult.
I see. We passed by several outlying towers on our way here. Small fortifications. Is that also part of your holding so that we can mark it on our map for the Duke?
Well, if you'll notice, the layout of the walls of Tentacle is, he kind of draws it out on the ground, again, doing the pentagram. And it's mirrored on the outside. He draws another larger pentagram on the outside. And each of the corners is a keep. So there are five keeps around Tentacle.
Right, that corresponds with what we'd seen. So the two guys with chainmail and crossbows were in one of the keeps that he's drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And Thimble, is it within also the order to ally or contract with Null Warbands?
What? He looks very offended.
Nulls. One of our scouts came across a Null Warband. We didn't know if these would be intruders in your territory or if these were associated with the order.
What proof have you of this? That can't be right. Let's cut for just a moment. Jazz, everybody's left the hut.
Yeah, I wanted to have a quick look at those candlesticks again.
All right. Yeah, they're gold. They seem to be solid gold. And they have, on the base of them, there's like a little black pentagram that's been, it's not engraved, actually. It's like it's on a piece of black stone that's been affixed to the gold candlesticks.
So these look like they're worth quite a bit of money.
Well, yeah, in weight of gold alone, you know, you're pretty sure these are solid gold.
All right, I'm just thinking if I take them and he goes back to his cottage, I'll alert him to the fact that things have gone missing. So I'm just wondering, how tempting are they for me to take?
Make an intelligence roll.
I got 9. My intelligence is 12.
You know, you're weighing the heft of this. You know, you scratch the bottom just a little bit to see if it seems to be gold all the way through, and it does. You've got, you know, this is probably 50 gold in your hand right here per candlestick.
Oh, man.
Now, the symbol, the little symbol that's on the base of each candlestick, and the fact that they're solid gold also tells you that they probably have some religious significance, which might increase their value, but you don't know what the significance is.
I'm going to take them.
All right.
I'm going to wrap them up in the to stop them clinking and rattling, put them in my backpack, conceal them as best I can, and I'm going to exit the hut.
You dropped off there. You're going to exit the hut?
I'm going to listen. I mean, these guys wandered off, so there's no one around, is there?
No, but there is a new feature out here. There seems to be an enormous wild boar tethered to a piece of rope that is eyeing you suspiciously.
All right, I'm going to go back inside the hut. Is there any other windows? No windows, you said?
No, there's only the door and the fireplace. There's really not any other exit that you're seeing.
How far away is the boar from the doorway?
Oh, you can get out of the doorway. It's been tethered to a very short piece of rope.
Have I got any food I can just throw down and distract him with?
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You've got rations, if nothing else. Yeah. Dried meat.
I'll just be like, good girl, good girl. And I throw a bit of dried meat down, and then I'll... now, opposite is... where do I want to go? I'm going to throw the meat down, and then I'm going to slink back towards where I last saw my companions, because I don't know what's happened to them. So I'll be making my way back towards the entrance where I last saw them talking to the old man.
Sure. Actually, you can hear the voices carrying from the what you thought to be an animal's den.
Right. Now, because I've got the candlesticks and everything, I really don't want anything to do with this old man. So I'm going to go a safe distance away, almost to the... Well, I can make my way back to the entrance and still keep an eye on what I believe to be the animal den. Can I not?
Actually, you couldn't see the animal den from the entrance. You actually had to get towards the back to see it. So, no.
I want to make my way away from the old man. I don't want anything to do with him. Now I've got his candlesticks. So I'm going to make my way back towards the original entrance where I came in.
Okay, so the front gates?
Yeah. I'm going to try and just hide somewhere in that vicinity till my companions are finished.
Sure. Okay. We'll cut back then. Yeah, he doesn't want to believe what you're saying is true. And he's asking for some sort of proof that they were hired by the order.
Well, I'm trying to think. We actually don't. We don't have anything that came from the gnolls. We did loot them, right? We didn't. Did we come across some coinage? I don't have anything marked down as such.
I don't think we did.
No, they did have some coin on them, but it was just, you know, it was normal modern coin.
Uh huh. Well, Thimble, we might lack the proof that you're looking for, but certainly our position here is not to convince you of something that is upsetting. We're looking to assess the situation on behalf of the Duke, and one of the things that may be very difficult to report to the Duke is this the Spider King here, which perhaps would be an affront to the spiders, I assume, of the forest, to have their leader captured and taken here. And
you speak as if they have some intelligence. It's just an overgrown spider.
Well, in the Dimerack Forest, I've slain many spiders that you are talking about. Creatures certainly without any sense of sentience. But what I was led to understand is that perhaps this spider possesses some level of intelligence beyond that of its common kin. And although it might be difficult for me to prove that to you, I believe I do have someone that could, in fact, demonstrate that. If I were to be able to demonstrate this creature's intelligence, do you think you may reconsider its bondage here?
Well, it's not my job to watch over creatures they bring. It was just asked of me as a favor. If you can prove this is something more than an animal, and you're asking me in the Duke's name to release it, well, certainly I'm willing to.
I have a companion who's served as our guide here. Although he, like yourself, is native, he is not of your order, and he has a great deal of trepidation coming here. If I'm able to convince him to come, I believe he may be able to demonstrate that this creature may be more than what you suspect it to be. And yes, I believe it would be a favor to the Duke to treat all of his subjects, whether two legs or eight, with a degree of respect for their sentience.
He nods along. He's like, yeah, if you can prove it to me, this is not part of my mission. This is not part of my goal. If you can prove it to me, we'll let the spider go free.
Certainly. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go see if I can track down my companion, and it may take some doing to get him to come here, or I may be able to ask him if there's some other way I may be able to communicate with the spider and demonstrate this to you. But I'll return shortly if that's all right with you, if that doesn't take you away from your duties.
Oh, no, I'll be around tending the gardens. Just come back to me when you're able. Mind the path. Remember the route I showed you.
Sir, we appreciate your hospitality.
Radnar, is there anything further you feel might be useful in this situation?
Nope. I've just been sort of... Now, question about how this works out of game real quick. My ability to sort of detect magic, is that something that I have to like act like I'm casting a spell, or can I just kind of sit and observe and do it?
Yeah, it's just concentration, that's all. So like, if you wanted just to be nodding along as he's speaking, certainly they would have been speaking for 10 minutes.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Yeah, I wanted to see if there was anything magical around.
Oh, hell yeah. Thimble is radiating a particular magic, and if you'll give me an intelligence roll.
Okay.
Big money, no whammies.
Okay, I rolled a 9. My intelligence is 18.
Okay. Yes. You have seen this sort of aura before. Thimble is not magical, but he is magical. Either he is cursed or he is not what he appears to be. In other words, not human. He could be a cursed human. So essentially, you're just silent for 10 minutes as your friend is talking, as you're doing this.
Bill, you tell me when we're walking.
Okay. As soon as we sort of get out of earshot, I'm going to say, look, I did my detect magic thing while you were talking. That's why I got quiet.
I see.
There's something going on with that guy. He's either a cursed human being or he's not a human being at all. He was just, and he was just radiating. I'm like, you're used to, you have some familiarity with magic, so I can kind of describe what I saw to you.
I see.
And this is why I think this, so we ought to be wary when dealing with him. I don't even know if he knows what's going on with him.
You want to make an intelligence roll there, Adam?
I'd love to. Let me see here. I got a 5 and my intelligence is a 15.
Okay, I mean, you succeeded, but not well enough to get anything further from the description of the aura that he saw. So, I mean, you would agree that, yes, there's something else going on with the guy, but you can't pinpoint anything further.
You bet. Well, I suppose we'll walk outside of walk through the portcullis area.
Oh, and Jazz is there.
a few minutes pause. So I guess we'll relate everything that transpired to him. Anything you were able to garner while you were out and about?
No, not really. So what's the plan?
I was gonna talk to Jowzam and see if there's anything we might be able to do to convince the caretaker Thimble that perhaps the Spider King should be released.
Did you see the spider, you said?
It is. It appears to be moving rather sedately. I don't know whether it might be under a spell or perhaps poisoned. That I might not be sure.
But it's not very well guarded at all.
Well, except Radnar says that he's noticed something rather unusual about the aura of Thimble, whether he's a man or a cursed man, or perhaps not a man at all, but some other creature in the guise of a man.
Wasn't he talking about a curse?
Yes, some sort? I believe this might be part of the curse. One further thing we should ask of this man is the mist. We didn't ask of the mist.
I'm kind of nervous about having any dealings with this old man, especially now you told me he might not be what he says he is. Do we really have to have further dealings with him?
If it means releasing the Spider King, I believe that would be for the good of all.
Isn't it something we could do maybe without the old man's help?
Perhaps, although I don't know how many of the Order are about and how many might be called on. Certainly avoiding a direct confrontation might be useful.
He did mention that he was the only one here.
I haven't seen anyone.
So if we're going to do something, doing it soon might be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here a couple of hours. I've not seen anyone apart from him.
He says there's only one caretaker at a time, and they infrequently they bring him food. So I agree. I don't believe that there may be any further members of the Order. But what I'm saying is that if we were to accost this man, or perhaps work behind his back or in secret, it may cause us problems later. And we still have. Did you see any entrance to the main tower, or are we set on exploring the main tower, or is our role here to see about freeing the Spider King and then seeing where perhaps if that will reveal any more information?
Well, I guess we should try and go down the spider route, maybe.
We can tip our hand or not. I don't know what you might see is best, but we also have those. Well, I suppose that would be tipping our. We have that the oil that we retrieved from that one tower. We also have that thin bladed silvered sword. Although, if that has to do with the Order, he might accuse us of murder if we're in ownership of something one of their members would have had. But I'm trying to see where I might have made a notation about the names of the brothers within the Order. Did anyone make a notation of that?
Didn't.
I believe was it Coker and Winton, something like that.
It's funny, out of game, I actually did write it down, and now I literally can't find that piece of paper.
That's okay. We can say you remember the names.
Yeah, Coker and Winton. I'm convinced. Uh-huh. I'm going with that. I'm convinced okay. It was Coker.
So, I believe a reasonable course of action might be to try to prove that the Spider King should be freed. And then beyond that, what we choose to do, certainly... I'm all for any suggestion that either one of you might make.
I'm just suspicious of this Order. I mean, the only person from the Order we've met has got some kind of magic aura, may probably not be what they appear to be. So I don't know how successful you're going to be in negotiating the release of the spider.
You guys are talking near the front gates?
Yeah.
Okay, Zhaozam comes up to you guys. He seems to be rushed and in a hurry. He's also just really leery about the castle. Like he's staring at the walls, and you can tell he's trying to overcome fear to be able to come this close to tell you. And he says, guys, there's a troop of men coming up this way.
How many?
Six, I think.
How far off are they?
All right, sorry, one at a time.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, are they wearing robes or armor?
Yes, they're all wearing robes. A couple of them are in have plate tops, shields. It looks like the guys from the keep that we ran into the other day. I can swear that one of them was one of the men we saw.
Jazan, we found the Spider King. Is the Spider King a creature that if the Spider King were to die, that would be, you believe, an egregious wrong?
Yes. He kind of holds their baser instincts at bay. If he were gone or if he's missing for too long, the residents of the area would certainly suffer.
Well, then his very life might depend upon you entering through this portcullis with us and convincing the caretaker to release him. But how close are these men? Are they nearly upon us?
I was scouting out a treetop location for our camp, so I saw them. They're quite a ways away. It'll likely take them a good hour to get here.
Well, then, if we act immediately, you may be able to be the one that rescues the Spider King. What we need to do is...
Give me a charisma roll!
To prove it's... Uh-huh. Fair enough. Ah, 11, and my charisma is a 13.
Okay, success. He doesn't like it, but he looks up. He sees that the sun is nice and high in the sky. All the mist has burned off, and he kind of steals himself and says, "If we hurry, I can manage." And he just kind of just brusquely pushes past you and pushes himself just very angrily through the portcullis.
Okay, I say, mind your step, there's a trap ahead, and I follow him.
All right, so you get back to the area. You see that Thimble is still out gardening. He throws a hoe over his shoulder, walks up to you, and he looks Jowsham up and down and just kind of nods and points, go on down. If you can prove this is more than just an animal to me, I'd be glad to let him go. No idea why they want him kept here anyway.
Okay. I'll proceed down there with her. Radnor, if you wouldn't mind, if you could take some notations of the structure of the tower, and I wink at you while I'm saying that.
He means he wants me to cast a spell. I don't say that out.
Perhaps if you stay here and make some notations, you can see what you can see.
Ah, I will do that. Carry on.
I'll accompany our fearless guide to the den.
All right. So when Jowsan gets there, he looks at the spider and says, "Oh, they got him drunk on something. Yeah, but this is the heart of the wood."
Could you, is the heart of the wood in such a condition that you could have it follow a simple command to move to one side or the other, to pick something up, to demonstrate that it understands you?
Well, let's find out. Jowsham starts doing that kind of clicking, humming language you heard him speak earlier with the spiders. And the Spider King does kind of drunkenly get to its feet and chitter back. Well, what proof would you like? Thimble, is it?
Side.
He nods and says, "Well, how smart is the animal? Can it count?" Yes, it has some semblance of that. He says, okay. Let it scratch out 3 bars in the ground before it. That will be proof enough to me." And so Jowsham speaks to it a bit, and the spider reaches forth one of its limbs and makes 3 scratches on the ground in front of its cage. Thimble nods and says, "Huh, well, I'll be damned. Sure, and in the Duke's name, if you don't mind, I will invoke that if my brethren come by asking what happened. You certainly can take this I'm sorry, Your Majesty, he says kind of slowly and bows to this fighter.
I think you've made a wise decision, Thimble. We are going to return the Spider King now to his people so that there's no declaration of war that they might make. And we'll be coming by again to speak with you and your brethren further, if you don't mind. Perhaps we can do something to support your good work of containing the evil here.
Oh, certainly, certainly. If the Duke would like to send a historian, I'd be glad to regale them with tales of what's been handed down to us, the legends and the histories of this fine area, and why it's best to keep the seals intact.
While he's talking, I'm helping shepherd the Spider King out of the cage once it's released.
Sure. Radnar, you are doing what? Radnar with us.
I'm sorry. I'm here. What? I've got children.
You're on the outside. Around. They asked you to look around. So what are you doing?
I'm looking around. I'm going over the sleep spell in my mind because I don't know if that's what he was talking about. That's what I think. But I'm keeping an eye out to make sure no one's like sneaking up on us. Or the large group of people that he told us about, that they're not coming up on us.
Sure. Give me a D6 roll as you're kind of just standing out here.
All right.
Yeah. It seems fine. You don't hear anyone coming. You certainly don't see them. Everything looks perfectly normal. In a few moments, out of the cavern, a gigantic spider emerges, kind of drunkenly listing from side to side. Zhao Zam is doing some kind of clicking, throaty language to it.
And I'm expecting this, so I'm not all freaked out.
How big, in terms of, like, would it weigh as much as I do or as much as Radnar does?
It's hard to tell because it is kind of spindly with it. You know, the legs are spindly. The center mass of the body, though, is quite thick. Certainly bigger than like Radnar. And on its legs, it stands a good 6 foot tall.
Okay. So I'll keep pressing Zhao Zam to go, and I'm sure he's of the same mind to leave here before the reinforcements arrive.
Yeah, he's able to help the spider out into the forest.
We'll go in the opposite direction of where he saw them coming from.
All right, so you're going to go around the keep on the outside. So what are your guys' intentions? What do you want to happen next? So you've got a group of at least 6 men coming up the road. You're leaving behind Thimble. what do you guys want to do or want to have happen next here?
Whatever you guys want to say, I'm unconvinced that there's not. I'm not quite sure what the correct course of action is here. It seems like Thimble is not perhaps evil, but I'm not sure that there might not be, you know, elements within the order that aren't evil. So I think that us moving away from Tintagel to see the Spider King to safety makes a lot of sense, and then we can go from there. Any thoughts you have?
I agree. I want to get a spider back and avoid this the party of men coming towards us.
I like it.
So what's your decision? What do you want to do?
Well, cannot Zhao Zam lead us in a way that circumnavigates this party that are headed our way?
Oh, yeah, you can come around them, get behind them. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, for sure.
I ask Zhao Zam to ask the Spider King for any information about any of the humans that were interacting with him, whether if he remembers anything about someone who seemed in charge or someone who seemed perhaps was the one that orchestrated the capture, any information at all that might be useful in our dealing with the order.
Sure. So as you're walking, Jalzam is getting what he can out of the spider. There seems to be a fairly intense conversation that carries on for several minutes as he continues to lead you through the forest, kind of arcing back around. And then he stops for a bit and he scratches his head and well, he, the king of the wood here, he has quite a tell. Seems there is a schism within this brotherhood, and he was to be sacrificed to break the seal tonight, he thinks.
Well, then let's get as far away from here as we can.
Second that.
And is there anyone that the King of the Wood could, any features or anything distinguishing that would help us identify who the leader of that that contingent is?
There's some conversing back and forth, and Jalzam shakes his head and says, unfortunately, other than myself, the king here doesn't really differentiate between us very well.
I see.
Two legs, as he says.
And to get to escort the king to safety, what is the best we can do to make sure that he is in the safest place he can be?
He just needs to rest for a bit to let the whatever drug they put in him pass through. He's safe enough now. We can let him go.
Certainly. Well, please express to him our condolences for the loss of his brethren that we found, and to let him know that the gnolls who were guilty of that atrocity have been dealt with. That there might be peace and trade between the Duke and his people.
So there's a short bit of speech between the two. The spider kind of, as best as it can, it mimics a human bow to you guys, dropping its forelegs, raising its rear legs, and then it skitters off into the forest.
All right. Radnar, Jazban? What do you believe our next course of action should be?
I look up at the sky. What kind of day is it?
There's still, I mean, you're only probably midday, around noonish now.
Do you want to press on to the main tower? Or should we quit for the day to avoid, or spy? Why don't we spy on these men, they're approaching.
So just to be clear, the main tower, Tentacle Tower, is the area you just left.
Right, but we have a party of men coming towards us.
There was, you said that the walls were shaped in a pentagon. Are the walls strong enough that Jazban might climb them safely?
Oh, yeah, easily. A lot of handholds because it's cracked. You know, it's separated a lot of points by vines that have worked its way in. Very easy climb. And again, each of the corners of the pentagram have a tower as well. So yeah, there's lots of places for vantage to look into the courtyard.
And are those towers intact or crumbling?
Mostly intact, actually.
Oh, I see. Jazban, I'm not sure Radnar might be up for the climb, but If you climb up and secure yourself in some vantage point where perhaps you might see or hear something that's going, you could also, I have a rope, you could lower a rope and either I could ascend or you could leave the rope in place if you needed to leave rapidly. I'd be happy to wait on the opposite side of where the entrance is so as to not give away our position, but to be there for your aid if things went south.
That's fine by me. I'll climb the wall. No problem.
So there's like the main rusted portcullis area. Radnar, what do you think? Should you and I both go to, the other side of the pentagon from that to stay safely out of where somebody might accidentally wander by?
Sounds good to me.
Good luck scouting, Jazban.
All right, so you guys are coming in from behind, and you're going to try and get into one of the towers opposite the gate?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Is it just Jazz Band or Jazz and Nestor?
I will not be climbing unless you give me a signal. And how about we work out that signal ahead of time, Jazz Band? If do you know any bird calls or anything like that?
I'm pretty good with hand signals.
All right. How about a closed fist? Is that we should stay where we are? And give me another hand signal or two that I'll know what you mean.
All right.
How about a circular motion can be that you want us to come around the front to the portcullis?
Okay.
And how about a lifting motion with your hand can be that you want us to ascend the rope that you'll drop?
Okay, let's do it. I don't actually have any rope. Is anyone going to lend me some rope?
I do. I can give you mine.
All right, great.
All right, well, you're able to ascend easily enough, and you get a good vantage point where you can see the courtyard and the front gates. So you wait there for a bit, probably another 20, 30 minutes, and you do see a contingent of people coming through the portcullis. They squeeze through just like you did, leaving it mostly intact. You notice that two of them are wearing chain shirts. They are not wearing the robes. They've got steel caps on and are carrying crossbows and have swords at their sides. The other four men are dressed in the robes, but by the clinking that you hear a little bit, you figure that they probably have some chain beneath as well, or at least some of them do. There's one man in the lead who has a cloak a lot more like Thimble's was. It's got the silver kind of inlaid patterns in it. And Thimble comes out to greet them, seems to know the man in the cloak that's similar to him, and they seem to be having a conversation that gets heated after a bit. You're not at a great vantage where you can make out the words very well. Go ahead and give me a D6 roll. We'll see how. I'll let the dice decide.
I got a 4.
All right. Yeah, you can't hear, but like every other word or so, but it looks like they're arguing about what happened to the spider. And the next thing that happens is kind of shocking to you. The leader of the group that just came in kind of backhands Thimble, who just barely, I mean, it's like it was a good, strong strike, and Thimble just barely turns his head. And the man turns his back, makes a motion, and the two guards with crossbows start just shooting bolt after bolt into Thimble, who amazingly doesn't go down. The force of the bolts are pushing him back, and he's definitely in pain, but he's not going down. There's a motion from the leader, and the rest of the men run forward, and they grab Thimble by the arms, holding him outspread. The leader of the group leans forward and pulls out. They look like daggers to you, Jazz, but they're odd. The blades are conical. They have a sharp point, but the blade itself is kind of roundish. Like if you've ever seen like a kitchen steel, like what you would sharpen a blade on, except it has a point on the end.
Okay.
And in the sunlight, in the noon sun, it is very shiny. Like the metal that it's made of is very shiny, not a practical weapon in your mind. But he takes one after another and pierces Thimble's just like his wrists right underneath his palm on both hands and right above his knees. And Thimble goes down just screaming in pain. And you hear him. You hear the leader of the new group giving orders to his men, and Thimble's dragged over to the central tower. All right. Well, are you going to react to this in any way?
Though I guess it was too far away. Those daggers, they were completely different to the ones we discovered.
Yes, they were.
Right, and they're going to they're actually dragging him towards the tower, or they've taken him inside?
Towards the tower, towards the central tower. The one that did not appear to have any kind of door, had a couple of floors that looked intact, but only the first floor looked to be completely intact.
All right, I signal for Nesta to climb up the rope and join me so I can relay everything I've just seen to him.
Okay. Radner, are you okay staying here, or do you want to try to summit this rope?
I don't think that's... I mean, I'm pretty strong, but I don't want to hold people back or cause an issue. What do you want me to do
or
here?
Or any kind of exercise of any sort, really.
Well, I will. I'll go up the rope, and I'll leave it to you if you want to try to follow us up. You may be safer coming up the rope in case anything, any creatures of the woods come along, and you're by yourself here. But I leave the decision to you.
Yeah, I might as well follow you.
So I'll go up first, and then I'll help pull Radner up.
I'll wait until he's up, because I don't have any illusions about my size.
You're also, like, you have a beastly strength, though,
I have
right?
a 16 strength, so I've got a good chance of being able to do it. But I don't want to put a big strain on the rope, is one thing I'm saying.
Yes, no, I understand. Well, I'm wearing full plate, so, you know.
What is your strength, Nestor?
It is... A 11.
Yeah, you're fine. You can, if you've got a rope, you can climb easily enough. Without a rope, I'd make you to make a roll, but with a rope, you're fine.
Sure. So I'll go up, and then we'll help Radner up. When we're at the top.
Oh, I just want some clarification, because it sounded like Radnar didn't want to go up. Did you?
Not at first, but I changed my mind.
Okay. Your strength is good enough, Radner. Let me just make a little roll here. Just yeah, rope's fine. Rope holds fine. So you're all up, and you're in a tower, and you're overlooking it, and what you see is very interesting. The guards had they had been pulling like small carts with them, and from these carts they assemble like a portable battering ram. And as they start working at one of the corners of the tower until the rock finally gives way. And then they drag Thimble in.
This takes them some period of time.
Yes.
So we might be able to have a few minutes of conversation.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll just say, you know,
what did you see?
Well, I'm telling you, they weren't happy with the gardener guy, and they tried to attack him, but he was very, very strong, and it took all of them to hold him. And then they subdued him by some strange... They looked like magical daggers to me, and they sliced his wrists, it looked like, from where I was. And now they're dragging him towards the tower. But that's... I think Radnor was correct. That he's not what he appears to be. He's not some old man who's there to garden. He's something much more forbidden.
Perhaps they weren't, they knew they couldn't kill him, but they were just disabling him. Is that what you took?
Yeah. I don't know what their intentions are now, but he's definitely something we should be wary of, I'm telling you.
Do you believe in the position we're in now that if Radnar and I both try to use our magic, if any of those six down below are human, that they might be affected by our magic, but if they're not affected by the magic, then perhaps we may need some alternative means of addressing the situation. I have silver-tipped arrows, and I know we had found some other silver-tipped silver tips for arrows. So I understand that silver can injure some things that might not be able to be hurt by normal weapons, so I may be able to use that.
Yeah, I believe these are human men. I believe some of them are wearing chain armor underneath their robes, so be careful. But I mean, do you want to try and rescue the gardener?
I believe Thimble was not a creature of evil, and it seems as though perhaps these six are in league with evil forces, and I believe we should not let them go further. If they seem to be battering down the wall there, perhaps if we make an attack now, we might be in best position. Unless you want to try to sneak in closer to get one of your special...
could you put them to sleep like you did with the direwolves? And
what if you get into position and I'll get an arrow ready? Radnor will cast his magic. I will fire an arrow, and depending on what happens as a result of those two things, you may also be able to employ your dagger into one of their backs.
All right, but there's six of them, or seven, actually. I think I saw seven. All right, let's check.
Yeah, including the leader, it would be seven.
Yeah, so that's quite a, you know, I may be able to get a shot in on one of them, but I'm going to be surrounded by six of them.
Well, how about you take my longbow and you stay here, and I'll go down there, and I can either use magic myself or I can confront them with my sword.
All right, okay. I mean, one of them appeared to be the leader. I don't mind.
What about this? Is there any way you think you might be able to release Sarah and see what Sarah might do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
why don't you try to sneak down there and release Sarah, and then take a position where you can use the longbow. And I'll go down there and wait to see what happens. And once we see what Sarah does, then perhaps Radnor can loose his magic.
All right, I'm going down. I'm going to climb down the other side of the wall.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, let's say I'll climb down. Well, you'll see as soon as you see Sarah running across the courtyard, then that's your cue to go.
Radnor, hold your magic until because your magic might actually.
Let me cut in for just a minute here because this is going to influence your tacticals. The range on sleep, Radnor, you can't cast it from up here. You do not have range. This is a really long courtyard, and you're also up very high.
Well, what do you think, Radnor? What would you prefer to do? You could go around front, or we could pull the rope up and you could descend on this side.
You could go down through the middle of the tower, too. I mean, it seems to be fine.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Sounds good.
So, Radnor, if you can get in a position where you might be able to see Sarah released, I would suggest the area of effect of sleep, trying to make sure you don't get Sarah, but you get them, if at all possible.
Right. Do I think the way he's describing what I know down there, do I think I'd be able to do that?
It really depends on what Sarah does. Like if Sarah runs into the middle of them, not really, because for your sleep spell to be effective, you're going to want to do center of the group. Or you can.
Do we think she's likely to do that?
You would have no idea.
Yeah, let's let Sarah do whatever she's going to do. And even if they kill Sarah, then hold until we see what Sarah does and then use your magic.
Okay, so if she runs to the middle of the group, should I hold off on casting?
Yes, I would hold off on casting and let Sarah try to defend her master and then use your magic after that.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's we're getting close to our 2 hours, but I'd like to get some of this done. Let's go ahead and have Jazz see if he can get over to Sarah and cut the restraining leash. Sarah is like going frothing at the tusk, trying to get to her master that has been injured, still screaming and is being hauled away. So you're trying to do this and remain stealthed, right?
Yeah. I mean, once I've cut the rope, I don't care about stealth because they'll be preoccupied with Sarah. But until that point, yes, I would like to.
Okay. And because this is an action sequence, I'll let you go ahead and roll it. First of all, let's see if you can be stealthy.
You want a D20?
No, it's you. Well, use your percentile for your thief skill.
Oh, okay.
Failure does not necessarily mean you were spotted, by the way. And let us know how you do.
Yeah, I rolled 76.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's over your skill level. What is
your skill? A little bit.
Yeah, just a little. All right. In which case, I'm going to roll a D6 for my guards to see if anyone notices that you are there. So you're not sneaking particularly good, but it doesn't mean that they're automatically going to see you. So,
okay.
All right. Everyone is preoccupied. They seem to be more interested in what's going on with Thimble and are not looking behind them at the wild boar that's trying to break its bond. So you're there.
What all do you right. Do? I'll slash the rope. I say, go get all him. Right. Sick him. Sick him.
Sarah charges after her master, who's being dragged away. And so you hear the sounds of the boar tearing in to some of the guards.
Does she need help? I mean, we don't want... I mean, if I can protect her a little bit, we don't want to get stabbed by swords or hacked up.
You have my longbow, so you can always shoot into melee rather than wade into it.
Well, yeah. I was gonna propose, since we're at the 2-hour mark, why don't we cut it there, because the combat may take some time. Sure. But I wanted to see if you were able to cut Sarah free without being detected first, and you did succeed at that.
Nice.
Great. You effectively shot a cannonball into the mass, and we'll see how she does.
That's the plan.
This was a blast, guys.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah, that was lovely.